Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, BTN News listeners, and it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 16th of April, 2021. We've got the best technology news. It's been happening, and it's coming your way right now like it always does in about 5 minutes. Don't you just love the Windows 10 timeline? Well, if you do, I got some bad news for you. It's going away. Now, this actually goes all the way back to 2017 when it launched, and they were trying to make it easier for users to swap between multiple devices, basically transitioning from Windows 10 to an Android to an iOS device, and you get the idea. It was also a feature that relied heavily on Microsoft's Cortana Assistant. But given the fact that you don't really see Cortana much on Windows anymore, that's probably the reason why Timeline is going away too. And we actually spotted this in the Windows 10 Insider Preview build of 21359. And within that build, Microsoft actually said that your activity history synced across your devices through your Microsoft account will no longer have the option to upload new activity in the timeline. Though they did go on to say that AAD connected accounts, they won't be impacted. At least not yet. More streaming options coming to Spotify, this time live streams. Kind of a no-brainer, given the fact of this pandemic world that we're still in. Not many venues open right now to say, come on in, let's hear some live music. So Spotify's trying to at least pick up some of the slack, or shall we say that you just can't attend to right now. So they've announced the expansion of its streaming virtual event listings. This actually launched last fall, but I guess they're giving it the full push now. Spotify's actually partnering with NoCap and Mandolin, and even Nugs.net, so they can give direct to Spotify users each platform and event that will happen live. The nice thing to see too, doesn't matter what device you're on either. You could be on Android, you could be on iOS, or even desktop. As long as, of course, you've got the app installed, you can go directly to the live event. As long as, of course, you live in the following territories. That would be the UK, the US, and Canada. And as far as knowing when your live event will be going on, well, Spotify will send you out a notification, of course, usually about 24 to 48 hours in advance. Staying with streaming news, we're over to Plex now, and they're getting a little bit more moolah to expand their ad-supported entertainment streaming services. Quite a bit of extra moolah, too, $50 million in funding now. And of course, by doing this, Plex is hoping it'll be your one-stop shop pretty much for everything. Although it's hard to do that nowadays with, I don't know, about 1,279,000 streaming services right now? Yeah, something like that. Now, according to Plex, 30% of the new capital towards expanding its service will be integrated into popular streamers and even premium video on-demand titles. Apparently, this will be for rental and to purchase if you want to sometime next year. And finally, do you need a pizza? I mean, do you need it right now? And there's nobody available to bring it to you? Well, you won't have that problem anymore as long as there's robots. And as long as you live in Houston, Texas. Yeah, that's right. If you order a pizza from Domino's in Houston right now, might just be a good old robot that's going to drop it off for you. That's because Domino's, at least starting this week, has made autonomous deliveries for the very first time. Taking a while, too. About 2 years since they said, yeah, we're going to do this. Now, 2 years later, here we are. The project from Domino's is actually called R2. Don't know if George Lucas is going to sue me yet or not, but it's close, but not close enough, maybe. Anyways, it's the first fully self-driving on-road delivery vehicle, and actually had its full approval from the Department of Transportation in the U.S. Now, don't look for it all the time. It'll only be certain days and certain times when the robot will actually come up to your door and say, here's your pizza. And it's only going to be in a few locations, and they're not saying which ones yet. However, though, you'll probably have an idea, though, if it's a robot that will be delivering your pizza once you've placed your order. That's because you'll be able to track R2's location via text alerts, and once your pizza's arrived, well, then you'll pretty much know. You got a story, no one else is listening, well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yep, it's still located there at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN content over there, our blog, and so much more. Find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter, at British Tech, and come by the BTN community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday. Have an even better weekend ahead, and thank you so much as always for listening.